Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in the voice of the Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, as he joins us here this evening. And first off, Wes, thanks for spending a few minutes with me. Give me maybe just a couple of your 35,000-foot thoughts about what you saw with the schedule release.
Well, great to be with you, John. Thanks for the invite. Three of the first five on the road. And I'm going to hazard a guess. I do not know this, but I'm going to bet Atlanta stays west.
Yeah.
For week two and three. You play the Rams in week two. You're in Seattle in week three. The Falcons were 21st in miles traveled, but I'm not sure that anybody accounted for back-to-back West Coast. And by the way, they play, I think it's Arizona later in the year, who are the Chargers later in the year, who also have back-to-back games in the Eastern time zone. So I think you're going to see a couple of teams this year who will stay either out west or in the east, if you will, with those back-to-back games. The other thing is, this is the latest bye week Atlanta has had, I think, in 4 years. And it is also the third consecutive year that they have played the Panthers in the Thursday night game, by the way.
And we knew the teams, Wes, and I guess, let's see, Donald, Bosa, Garrett, Bosa, Mack, Hendrickson, Watt, Young, Barrett. I mean, you better have your running shoes on.
You better,
because outside of maybe Von Miller, I don't think I missed one of the top pass rushers in the entirety of the NFL that's, you know, on this schedule this year.
Yeah, and they come at various points, right? That's the other thing. You know, and don't forget Cam Jordan, right?
Yeah.
Because he's had 23 sacks in 22 games against Atlanta in his career. I think it's some crazy number like that. You're also playing, I mean, you get Tampa early and late. Carolina is the tightest divisional game you play. You play New Orleans, obviously, week one. You get them again in that week before Christmas flex situation. The division stuff is spread out for the most part, with the exception of Tampa, who you play twice, basically, or Carolina, who you play, twice in 3 weeks. So that'll be interesting. And we did that a couple of years ago, you remember, where they won 38-0, and then Atlanta won in the Georgia Dome. So, the defensive end, certainly, you know, the quarterback situation is interesting. You know you're going to play Brady twice. Jameis Winston in week one, obviously Matthew Stafford week two. Seattle, we'll see where that ends up. The irony of the Deshaun Watson situation in week four. We don't know who San Francisco will have by then. I mean, is Garoppolo still going to be there? I think that's something we've obviously got to keep an eye on. But the early season schedule is quite a challenge in that light. Going to the Rams in Seattle that early for what is going to be a fairly young football team, John, you're going to have a kind of, have it sorted out. And then I was looking at the preseason rotation. You're playing Detroit. You're probably going to play them somewhere around the 13th or 14th. You play the Monday night game in New York, and that makes your last preseason game really a dress rehearsal, because you're not going to play, you maybe play that Thursday or Friday night. That's about it. So,
Yeah, and that's Jacksonville at home in the third preseason game. It is the NFL schedule release show brought to you by Kia. We're talking to the voice of the Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham. I guess I do like, though, Wes, the idea of if we're going to go out west, and I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, the Falcons, I think historically, have always tried to stay out there if they had back-to-back. Yep. I think even with Mike Smith and Dan Quinn, I think they did that a couple of times. But just the idea of, I just as soon get the Rams in Seattle on that back-to-back West Coast trip out of the way early without maybe some of the beat-up factor. And I do think that if there's any part of the schedule that, and I say lighten up, but, you know, it's the NFL, but Carolina.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And up Chicago, Washington, Pittsburgh coming into the bye. Maybe that's about the only stretch that feels like, you know, it's not loading up against you with, you know, all the top teams in the league.
No, I'm with you on that part. I think that's the – if you're going to take a part of this, now you play the Chargers at home before the four-day turnaround in Charlotte, and you will have actually – so if, let's take the Panthers, the two games with the Panthers, you fit the Chargers in between, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a strain in terms of – well, it's a strain mentally, but, you know, you don't have to travel a great deal to get some of that done. You play the Bears, and then – at Washington and Pittsburgh, and then the bye week before you finish with the two straight roads before the two home games. So I agree with exactly what you're saying there. If you're going to make any movement in the season, and we all understand it could very well be a very tough year, but I think you have to look at that particular area from, say, October 30th to, December 4th?
Yeah.
And maybe the month of November, which at times has been pretty tough on a team in Atlanta the last couple of years. Maybe November this time's not as nearly as arduous, but, you know, we'll see. It's going to be really interesting to watch this group kind of come together. I think for the first time in a long time, these OTAs and mini camps are going to be fascinating.
Also too, and you brought up the idea of, you know, with the Browns in Week 4, you know, I think people understand, there's a definite chance Deshaun Watson doesn't play, but that roster is still really good. I mean, it's still Chubb and Garrett and, you know, and Cooper and, you know, all their guys. So that's not going to be easy. Even without Watson, that's a team still thinking it's going to be in the Super Bowl or trying to compete for it.
Absolutely. And I think you're looking at, and you probably talked about this before you had me come on, you're probably looking at, you know, the NFC West is going to be really interesting this year. I think everybody's talked about, obviously, the Rams have a chance to repeat. San Francisco, obviously, really talented. Seattle, you know, with the movement of Russell Wilson, I think they're a bit of an unknown. And Arizona, by the time New Year's Day rolls around, who knows, right?
Yeah.
But I think we got to look at a scenario where, you know, Atlanta has to kind of tend to itself more than anything else here. You know, the Rams have the most difficult schedule in the league. They should. They won the thing. But I see a workable schedule for Arthur Smith in his second year here if you can kind of avoid the missteps early. You know, if you can find a way to build, I always talk about this, build momentum without winning and then maximize your winning momentum. And I think that's going to be one of the real challenges with kind of the way this thing could unfold for them.
You think, Wes, you know, we just saw Drake London sign his deal and they're going to lock up the rookie class pretty quick here. You know, they're going to have a little bit of cash. I mean, they may have, I don't know, $6 or $7 million when all is said and done.
That's right.
I got the feeling that we're still going to see potentially, you know, maybe after June 1st, some cuts. I still think the Falcons are in the market to bring one or two guys in. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I still think that there's going to be some movement on this roster. I know they just signed, Kwiatkowski, you know, the linebacker. So I got a feeling that we're still going to see some movement here, you know, in the next couple of months.
John, I'm not going to be surprised with that. And I think that's part of the reason I'm curious to kind of read Coach Smith's comments and Harry's comments as it relates to some of these camps. You know, I mean, that's kind of where you got to get a feel for your football team. There's so many limited touches with full pads now. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know, how do you measure the physicality of this football team? And that's something that, you know, you guys were discussing at the night of the draft. Where can Atlanta get better?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From a physical standpoint, on both sides of the ball. And I think you got to take a look at the OTAs and the mini camps and, you know, those type things and say, okay, where's the physical nature of this football team? So no, I'm with you. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they make a move with some of that salary cap money. You probably talked about this, the report last week about Deion Jones. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could get interesting. I'm not saying it's a possibility. I'm just saying it could get interesting. Because, you know, Dallas has a need there, and he kind of fits it, and we all know his relationship with Dan Quinn, and that's a lot of money. Now, could Dallas afford to do the deal would be the question then, and would it be a deal that would be compensatory to Atlanta for their needs too? So, I think this is an incredibly interesting offseason to see kind of how they line up in OTAs and minicamps, who are some of these young guys that are going to emerge. You know, and at the same time, look at the D'Angelo Malones, look at the Andersons, these guys that they drafted in day two. I thought their day two was terrific. I really did. And I talked to some people last week in Cincinnati about Desmond Ridder. And I think we're going to see a young man come in here who is going to play hard and has every indication that he wants to be Atlanta's next long-term quarterback. And if that's the case, then we're going to see a heck of a show and a heck of a quarterback battle. offensively.
You brought up about the preseason, and Arthur Smith was in studio with Dukes and Bell the other day, and he even talked about, because, you know, look, he sort of self-admitted that, you know, maybe their strategy of how they played guys, especially the rookies last year in the preseason, maybe wasn't the best strategy, and maybe didn't get them ready for Philadelphia. I believe, Wes, we're going to see a lot of the rookies and a pretty good amount of second-year guys. I'm going to be curious. I think Ritter's going to get a massive amount of snaps in the preseason, but I'm going to be curious because I think Mariota is going to get a pretty decent amount of snaps just trying to work with this offense and trying to get into some rhythm with the guys. How do you think that preseason is going to go, given what Arthur Smith has kind of hinted at?
Well, I think that's a pretty fair point, and obviously great insight from Coach, but I would also add, too, that you all, and I'll go back to the limited pads, John. I mean, you know, in order to kind of establish your identity, you've got to play these guys. I'll even throw in there, I think you've got to run, you got to put Algier maybe on a pitch count as a running back, but that guy's got to help you, you mm-hmm. know? I mean, you got to yeah. find the guy that can help you there. And so you need to find that chemistry with the offensive line. What's that look like? What are the combinations in the offensive line look like? I think that's a big deal, too. And then, you know, where's Dean Pease in terms of the evolution of what he has defensively? And, you know, by then, do you have an off-the-street veteran on one side of the ball or the other that you think can offer you some impact? And I think all those pieces are pretty interesting right now. I want to see Casey Hayward and A.J. Terrell work in the secondary together. And what does that look like? How does Richie Grant progress? You know, what's the feeling with Ebikite at the defensive end spot? What is, you know, he and Ogundeji? I mean, what does that look like? I mean, those type things are, that's the part that I think we've really got to kind of keep an eye on here in the preseason. And again, I think the real formula is, what do you look for when you go to these OTAs and mini camps and rookie mini camps, especially because the evolution of those guys is also going to be really important to the back end of your 53.
Wes, appreciate it, man. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me. And listen, we will chat here soon and, you know, be rookie camp this weekend. Excited for that. And mandatory minis coming. I mean, got to get your working shoes on, Wes, man. It's all coming pretty quick.
Hey, John, how many tickets you going to need for week four, man? That looks like a big allotment.
I tell you, man, listen, I'm going to be up in the booth, I think, with you guys or something, man. I mean, I'm going to be your extra special guest correspondent, right? I mean, you know, hell, I mean, Wes, depending on the quarterback situation, they may ask me to play quarterback. I mean, they may not have anything settled yet, so.
I got a long and distinguished list of guys that have played that position.
Oh, right now, yeah. Listen, I grew up watching some of the worst of the worst of the worst, as they say, so, Lordy.
Take care, John.
Yep, thanks, Wes. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks, man.
You bet. Be well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.